Yeah, look, we don't often get the opportunity to have access to the most senior ranking politicians in the country, and we do this morning, and we're very grateful. Peter Dutton, thank you very much for joining us. You're the leader of the LNP, also the leader of the opposition. They are the same thing at the moment. You're a former police officer, which I'm thrilled about, to be honest. Easily, if you watch 9 Local News or Channel 7 Local News, the first three stories are always crime and usually youth-related. We are having a huge homeless problem. Those two things are not unrelated. Thanks for coming to the show. G'day. How would you, as our alternative Prime Minister, deal with youth crime in this area?
Well, guys, firstly, thanks for having me on the show. I think it's one of the huge issues that we need to deal with. I think there's a lot of frustration when you speak to the police about just the way in which they're dealing with the same offenders over and over and over again. And a big part of the failing, I think, is in the justice system, where it seems there's little or no consequence for somebody's actions. And now with your own kids, if they believe they can push the boundaries and get away with things and there's no consequence, they'll keep doing it. And I think part of the problem now too is that it's more escalated by the fact that it seems that the trophy is the photo on Insta or the likes that you get, the way that that gives you acceptance into your gang or into that social network group. And the overlay of social media now, I think, makes it, you know, even more dangerous and even more difficult to deal with.
So what do we do?
I think the social media companies, frankly, have got a huge responsibility here. I think the courts have to come down harder, and I think the police need to be given the additional resources that they need to do it. It was a long time ago since I was a policeman, but the break and enters were largely drug-related, people trying to get money for drugs, and now I think they're trying to get the photo of the car with the, you know, with the speedo at 180 Ks or the Louis Vuitton handbag or whatever it might be. That is all about the photo on social media. So a different dynamic. But the social media companies, you know, they if you start Googling, you know, holiday on the Gold Coast or whatever, you're bombarded with ads for days and days after. And they've got the algorithms and the AI now to be able to take those photos down very quickly and starve the kids of that trophy moment.
Couldn't agree more.
I love that.
Couldn't agree more.
Great.
Peter, I actually was driving to work last week early, obviously, early hours of the morning, and I caught Luke Boner, our overnight's announcer.
Great show.
And he was conducting an interview. It was with you, but I didn't know who he was speaking to because I'd missed the start of the interview. And I thought, who is this? They're speaking so passionately and eloquently about youth crime. And obviously, yes, you had a decade in the police force. Do you ever regret leaving and getting into politics?
Most days. Most days in this crazy job. And in those days, you had to do 2.4 Ks, was part of the entry test to get into the academy, and you had to do it under a certain time. So when I'm at the gym now, I always do 2.4, just thinking, you know, if things go bad, I have no hope of getting in. The first 100 metres, I'd be okay, and then I'd be puffing and panting after that. So, no, look, I had a great career. I've still got great mates, and I really feel for police today because they're kitting up like they're going into a war zone each day. The prevalence of knives, the lack of respect, and as I say, the frustration of taking, you know, doing all of the work, dealing with the victims of crime, taking those statements, attending the crime scenes, and then they get it to court and somebody gets a slap on the wrist or they've committed the same crime 10 times and there's a minimal sentence and, as I say, no penalty and very limited, you know, regard for the victims. And I think the way in which it's the pendulum is now swung in favour of the offender away from the victim, a lot of people are scared about leaving their keys in a place or that, you know, they're changing their behaviours, leaving their keys in a place that if the house gets broken into, people won't come into the bedroom. I mean, that's not how our country should work and how we should live our lives. We shouldn't be dictated to by the conduct and the behaviour of criminals. So I think there's a huge community debate to be had and I think people should be free and speaking their mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a long road ahead to become our next Prime Minister. I thought, you know what, I've put my mind up. Politics isn't probably my strong suit, just to let you know, Pete. No, I'll be honest.
I believe that.
But I thought, you know what, there's three things that could get the Aussie public absolutely on your side.
Oh, here we go.
No, I've been thinking about
these. Right, okay. All right.
One would, don't give us the Latham handshake. You know, just when you're kissing babies and handshake, don't try and shake them up and down like they're a sauce bottle.
That's good advice. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Number two.
I'm writing this down.
Sauce bottle handshake.
Number two. If you can't bowl in cricket, don't bother bowling at all.
Okay.
Okay. Because Aussies love their sport. Yep. And you're a bit of a golfer. You go out once a year, but. And hit them sideways.
And hit them sideways. Every way but straight. Yeah.
And I reckon the number one point to get every Aussie on board, well, most Aussies on board. I think you've got to have a crack at the yard glass and try and beat Bobby Hawke's record of all time.
Spider, that is great advice.
He wants it filled with bourbon, though, Peter.
What I was thinking before, because I was just out in the ante room and I saw the beer garden out the back, and I thought, I've come in the wrong shift here. It looks like a great spot. So, mate, it's good advice. I'll take it up.
Can we get in a one-word answer from you just to finish off? Because to us, being a politician seems like just a constant world of hurt, not a lot of sunshine poking through the clouds. So why do you do it? Do you do it for the pay, the power, the prestige, or are you a glutton for punishment?
I think it must be the last one. But look, there's an incredible sense of satisfaction you get out of helping people, quite genuinely, and people who come to you in tears with different issues, different law and order matters that we've worked on over the years. The Kennedy family, remember, Faye Kennedy, an incredible person, and those sort of issues really give you, I guess, fuel in the tank because, you know, there are a lot of days where people are just throwing crap at you all day and you deal with that. But we live in a great country and we should be prepared to stand up and fight for it.
Well, you're a busy man. We do thank you, Peter, for your time coming in this morning to our Broadbeach studios. The Federal Opposition Leader, Peter Dutton, thank you for being with Flan, Ali and Spider.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.